All right, Travel, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off. We're picking up on the bottom of page Samech Hey, which will say the section titled MS. Vihime, me'achar sheyesh labori tachlis bebriyas ha'adam. Now that we've established that every person has a tachlis, every person has a purpose. Ha'itochin shabori yidrosh me'adam. Could it be that that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell a person, I need you to get to your tachlis, I need you to get to your purpose, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to tell us what it is? In other words, the Rebbe says, if the whole yisod of life is to go ahead and fulfill my tachlis, if the whole yisod of life is to fulfill my shlichos, so that's wonderful. So the Rebbe says, you got to tell me what it is. So it would be, because if you don't tell me what it is, then of course I run the risk of potentially missing it. So we'll say, could it be that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give reward and punish without telling a person what is permitted and what is prohibited? Do you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately asks man to rely on himself to find the tachlis? In other words, what the Mechaber is asking over here is, if understanding my tachlis, understanding the shlichos is so incredibly important, so again, one could imagine that I could not just go ahead and rely on myself to find this. I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to point this out to me. Top of page Samech Vav. Elavadai, habori muchrach haya loseis la'adam hora'os beruros legabe atachlis shel kiyuma ba'olam. Therefore, Rav Osei goes without saying that it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me clear instruction about what my tachlis is, about what my shlichus is. So he goes on, he says, Lachin, hu nasan es ha-Torah ve-es ha-Mitzos. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us Torah Mitzos, because it's Torah Mitzos ultimately, again, that go ahead and... So again, it must be that Lamaisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives, we'll say, if we understand that ultimately finding our tachlis, finding our shlichus is so incredibly important, then that must mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu must give me instruction. In other words, let's say, it's like to tell someone, listen, I have a really important mission for you to do. It's exceptionally important. The meaning of your entire life hinges on this mission. Your ability to partner with me in dynamic creation hinges on this mission, okay? Good. Hatzlacha Rabba. Hey, so again, if I'm on the receiving end of that conversation, wonderful. So what is it? So it's the same yisod in life. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me, listen, you're in this world because you have a shlichus. You're in this world because you have a tachlis. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to send us in here blind. He's going to give us instruction, what the Mechaber calls horos beruros, clear instruction about what my tachlis, what my shlichus is. So where does this divine instruction come from? V'lochein hu nosan es ha-Torah ve'es ha-Mitzvos. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Torah and Mitzvos. So again, you're beginning to see now that embedded within Torah and Mitzvos is either what it means is my actual shlichos, my actual tachlis is embedded in Torah and Mitzvos, or what it's saying is the way for me to understand what my shlichos, what my tachlis is through Torah and Mitzvos. We'll develop this idea. V'esat tzadikim, so again, and it's also through connection to righteous people that ultimately who teach us what is the tachlis in life. And they sharpen within us our understanding and our appreciation, our conception of MS. Remember again, so we spoke about that before in terms of MS, the need for MS, how MS is a prerequisite for Emunah, and how Emunah is the prerequisite ultimately for finding my shlichos and my tachlis. Therefore, what the Mechaber is suggesting is the following. There are two ways in which we ultimately discover our tachlis, our shlichos. Number one is through Torah Mitzvos, and again, we'll define what that means. Number two is through the tzaddik. Now, both say, so you understand over here, the Mechaber himself, who is Breslov Chassid, this concept of the tzaddik is very much embedded in the very fabric of Chassidus. this idea that the Rebbe, the Tzaddik, ultimately is someone who is able to take those around him and pull them up. Now again, even outside of a Hasidic conception, so the idea of Ahaya Einecha Roses Morecha, the idea ultimately of attaching ourselves to great people who are able to learn not just from their Torah, but are able to learn ultimately again from how they live, from how they conduct themselves. Second paragraph, page Samech Vav. Vida, Sheraka Yediyah Torah Shaborina, son Shia Emes, Efshar Lahagia Le'amun Amidis. Therefore, Rabbi say, it is only through Torah that is given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, which is the ultimate Emes, the ultimate truth in life, that one is able to reach the level of Emuna Amidis, true Emuna. Ki below HaTorah, Yochol Kol Echad Lahachlit, Mahi HaTachlis, Lefi Shrirus Libo Ulefi Ta'avosav, Ulagia Latayos Kidolos Kimoshiroim Beberba Olam Sheba Anuchaim. So the Mechaber says, before we even get into the specifics here, the Mechaber says that it's clear that there is no ability to actualize or to realize my shlichus or my tachlis without Torah. For one simple reason. Torah creates for us the framework as to what is right and what is wrong. In the absence of Torah, every single person chooses his own things, chooses ultimately again what he wants to do, how he feels life should be conducted, and ultimately again, person, obviously as we all know, could end up in incredibly bad places with incredibly bad results. Therefore, it goes without saying that the only way to truly actualize to find emunah, which is the prerequisite to finding your shlichos and tachlis, is only actualized through an appreciation and ultimately absorption of Torah information and Torah ideals. Shvil Azov, let's look at the next section. Misha holeich neged haTorah. We'll say if a person lives a life that's contrary to Torah, bevadai chai betayus kashos o bilbulim gidolim. So we'll say a person is going to have to understand that they're living with incredible mistakes. And bilbulim gidolim, we'll say this is a very profound yisod. Bilbulim gidolim means, and much confusion. Much confusion. Ha'echad machlif lir, so we'll say, what does this mean? The idea is Torah is a compass. Torah is a compass through which we're able to navigate the world. So we'll say, what happens if you're trying to chart your course and you don't have your compass? So what happens is you get lost. That's what happens. So the mice again, at the end of the day, a person goes ahead and a person lives a life without Torah, without a compass. It's bilbulim gidolim. Ultimately, again, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. Ha'echad machlit lirdof achar mamon. So we'll say, one person decides, you know what? The ikar of my life, I'm going to run after money. Now I'll ask you, meaning, is it usher to run after money? Is it usher to run after money? It's a good shayla, no? Is it usher? So, it doesn't sound like it does. I mean, I can't point to one of the low sases and say that it's usher to go ahead and run after money. But lamaisa, again, when a person learns Torah, they also understand the concepts that if my life becomes about the pursuit of money, then at the end of the day, that dramatically colors my lifestyle. So Chazal say, oiv kesef, lo yispa kesef. Right? That person loves money, they're never gonna have enough money. If my life becomes about the material, then by definition, the spiritual suffers. So at the end of the day, if a person doesn't have Torah, he may choose the wrong things to run after. So one person decides to run after money. V'hasheni achar nashim. Another person decides to run after women. In other words, a person makes life about satisfying his desires. V'hashlishi achar taivazu. And the third person decides, let me run after satisfy this desire. V'harivi achar dimyon achar. Ukiyotzi bazeh. Ta'uyos rabos kim'at mispar b'nei ha'adam sheba'olam. I will say, here's the incredible thing. There are enough mistaken paths in life that each person in this world can have their own. In other words, that there are so many mistakes and so many wrong turns that I can make, more than the number of people in the world. Ad sha'olam kulo na'ase makom shebilti nispa lichios bo. If everybody were to live this way, in other words, each person just following their own conception of right or wrong, just simply doing what makes them happy without any type of moral or spiritual compass, the world becomes a very difficult place to live in. Male besina, world is filled with hatred, bikina, jealousy, tachrus, lashon hara, Gezel, Nakmos, Achzorius, Avlus, Ritzichos, Pegidos, Usharzinofes, Ulichluch. We'll say, if life becomes about getting what I want, and that's the compass, ultimately getting what I want, however I want, then Lamaisa, the world itself becomes such a difficult place to live in. Ulam, Kasher b'nei Adam, Chayim apiatora, Vizochem le'amun amitis. We'll say, when a person lives in accordance with Torah, and a person goes ahead and is privileged to attain the level of emuna amitis, true emuna, azai ha'olam yafe ma'od. The Bible says the world becomes a very beautiful place. Kol echad misnaheg al pi haTorah hu sameach b'chelko. The Bible says this is an incredible yisod. When a person learns, see, understand, when a person lives their life through Torah, you know, living your life through Torah doesn't mean just learning. We've spoken about this many times. Living your life with Torah means inculcating within yourself the very yisodos, the very ideals and tenets of Torah. When a person begins to live like that, live according to Torah, we'll say they reach the level of Amuna. And remember again, what happens when you reach the level of Amuna? Something beautifully amazing happens, which is you're sameach b'chelkecha. You're happy with your portion. Why are you happy with your portion? Because you recognize part of Emuna realizes that I have a shlichus, I have a tachlis, I have a purpose, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me what I need in order to actualize my purpose. Bless you. It may not be what I want, meaning I may want more, but l'maisa, whatever I have is what I need in order to accomplish my tachlis. Once I know that, I can be happy with what I have. Omemela. If I'm happy with what I have, then I don't look upon my friend's wife. And I don't covet anything my friend has. In other words, the notion of wanting what someone else has is a manifestation of not being happy with what you have, which is a manifestation of not yet understanding that what you have is what you need in order to go ahead and accomplish your life's work, in order to accomplish your tachlis, in order to accomplish your shlichus. I find the strength to honor everyone. I want everyone's success. I do kindness with everyone. I do good with other people. I conduct myself honestly in business. Without lying, without cheating, without deception. Hakol al piatora ube emuna kedosha. It was I conduct myself and my life all through the prism of Torah. Klalo shel Rabbi, will stop with this line. The general principle is al yedei emuna amitis haolam masok v'nifla ad ma'od. It was I, you live with emuna, the world is a beautiful, sweet, and wonderful place. Im kein, rak mi shechai b'derech haTorah, yitachnu lo chayim tovim. So we'll say, if we bring this all together, what the Mechaber says is the following. What's the goal? Let's work backwards. What's the goal? The goal is to understand what my shlichus is. The goal is to understand that I'm here for a purpose and to actualize that purpose. How do I get to understand? I'm working now backwards. How do I understand what my tachlis is, what my shlichus is? But we'll say, that's through emuna. That's through emuna. Again, that's what we've been discussing this whole time, what emuna actually means. But on a very simple level, emuna means this belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, belief in Hashkachas Hashem, belief that what I have is what I need, belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me, He wants to take care of me, and He wants to help me actualize my mission. But I will say, how do I reach the level of emuna? That's through Torah. The Mechaber posits over here that in order to reach the level of emuna, which is a prerequisite ultimately to allow me to actualize my tachlis, I have to have the right life compass. Both say this is an incredible yisod. Meaning, what is the barometer, what is the metric through which I make my decisions in life? If I'm faced with a decision, how do I measure that? Meaning, how do I decide? And also, you understand, this is so many different things. How do I decide ultimately, again, the issues in my marriage? How do I decide the chinuch of my children? How do I decide what my life aspirations and goals are? What's the barometer? What's the metric for making those decisions? And then the Chaber says, it has to be Torah. Now we'll discuss how you use Torah, ultimately again, to inform your life decisions, but now you play it forward. Therefore, if my life decisions are done through the prism of Torah, that allows me ultimately to cultivate a real sense of emuna, and when I have that sense of emuna, I'm able to discover what my shlichos, what my tachlis is. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Samach Zion on Monday.